You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. No need to remind you to take an umbrella this morning. The worst of the day's rain is falling right now.
There could be 1 to 2 inches locally, maybe a little bit more than that. So right now, we're not expecting widespread flooding or anything like that, but there could be a little localized flooding here and there.
Meteorologist Ray Martin with the National Weather Service says we should have a pretty quiet middle of the day, but thunderstorms could be here for the ride home. Turns out that Obamacare death spiral was a real thing after all. A day after Aetna announced plans it was pulling out of coverage in Virginia, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield, the region's largest provider, said it'll have to make massive premium increases next year. The company's chief executive says there are just not enough healthy people in the pool to help pay for the sick. That kind of news is what motivated Republicans in Congress to move in to repeal and replace the status quo, but the battle's not over yet.
The GOP's health care bill passed 217 to 213. On Thursday, and now heads to the Senate, where Virginia Democrat Mark Warner says its future is grim.
I think this bill has no chance in the Senate. I do hope that reasonable folks in both parties can sit down and actually try to fix this.
Warner says many are concerned about what happens regarding pre-existing conditions, but Maryland Republican Congressman Andy Harris, who voted in favor of the bill, says not to worry.
It's going to be actually less expensive for people with pre-existing conditions to buy insurance under the new plan than it is under Obamacare.
Maria Leaf on WMAN and WMAL.com.
As lawmakers across the area look for ways to pay to keep Metro running, a conservative think tank's pushing a different track for the future of the transit agency. The American Action Forum argues that the government could cut Metro's costs by privatizing operations and to buy buses and other equipment from foreign suppliers at a lower price. The group also wants the government to investigate Metro's current workplace to see if the politics and culture of the workforce are responsible for the system's high cost, poor performance and lack of safety. Metro's general manager wants to use private contractors in the future, and Metro's unions are fighting the plan. President Trump returned to New York last night for the first time since taking office to attend a dinner with the Prime Minister of Australia. But he did not stay at Trump Tower.
The president flew about 45 miles west of the city to his golf resort in Bedminster, New Jersey.
It's not a great surprise, and I think most of the residents tend to be flattered by it.
Stephen Parker is mayor of the sleepy town about 45 miles west of Manhattan. He said it's nothing like the New Jersey scene in the opening to the HBO series The Sopranos.
Bedminster has 18 miles of dirt road. I think that would surprise people. Large landowners and some wealthy folks on that part of town.
Right now, they're all figuring out what it means for them to have the president spending 7 or 8 weekends in town through the summer. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,951. The Nasdaq at 60.75. In sports, the Wizards blow out the Celtics in a game that featured 8 technical fouls and 3 ejections. Celtics coach Brad Stevens.
I thought that our whole team could have played better. You know, I thought I could have coached better. Like, we all could have been better. And Washington won the game, and they played great.
John Wall led the Wizards with 24 points. The Wiz now trail Boston 2-1 in the best-of-7 series. The Nats beat the D-backs 11 strikeouts for Max Scherzer. The Orioles beat the Red Sox, a home run for Manny Machado. WML News Times, 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WML.
Severe weather. weather.
This long line of thunderstorms.
Flash floods.
Could be getting up to 5 inches of rain.
From accurate and dependable forecasts to the latest news on how the weather will affect you.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel.
Trust WMAL.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
Describe that difference.
We make places feel big
and clean.
We give people a fresh start,
a do-over,
a brand new day
with birds singing and everything.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point.
Whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
And what happens after it disappears?
We recycle the recyclables
and donate the donatables
so planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
I love planet Earth.
Me too. It's my favorite planet.
So they point, junk disappears, and we do the right things with it.
Right.
Very right.
And when do we do all this?
We come when it's convenient for you.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and we'll meet you there.
Like he said, we're here to make you happy. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by Potomac Metals and Plants and pick up a great gift this Mother's Day. Offering a wide range of gifts, including jewelry, plants, flowers, soaps, and other specialty items all moms would love. Visit Potomac Metals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hefty delays getting into town, westbound side of the freeway, southeast-southwest freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel for the incident. Not only just coming off the northbound side of 295, but now southbound as well, and it's jammed solid. So plan for the time. It's going to be a while. After sitting in those delays, northbound 295, a lot of commuters opting to take the Douglas Bridge inbound onto South Capitol Street. So that has picked up delays as well. In on New York Avenue, inbound as you come up to the light Bladensburg Road with the volume. And then near Florida Avenue, had the earlier crash gone. Virginia, outer loop near the toll road, you should find lanes open, earlier incident. Inner loop side in Tyson's, one was overturned near Route 7. Most of that confined to the left shoulder now, but big delays through those areas in each direction between the Legion Bridge and the 270 spur with this weather. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain and thunderstorms here, not going anywhere this morning. The rain falls heavily at times. Stronger storms are possible, especially as we go through the afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 65 in Gainesville, 59 in Bowie, 64 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants. The House is finally set repealing Obamacare. Get the latest on that at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
And good morning. It is Friday. It is also Cinco de Mayo. Celebrate. It is 8:07 here on WMAL. Joining us coming up, Susan Kaczynski. She is a microbiologist and an allergy expert. She'll be joining us at 8:15. And Susan Ferriccio joining us at 8:35. She is with the Washington Examiner, and she'll be joining us with all things healthcare and budget related. I'm Mary Walter with Brian Wilson. I just whacked myself with Brian Wilson.
Hey, let's talk sports, and joining us on the line right now to do that is Scott Allen, sports reporter for the Washington Post, and what a blessing we have right now with our sports teams, two of them in the playoffs, and the Nats just on fire, and, you know, the whole draft, I think, went pretty well for the Redskins. Scott, let's start off, if we could, by talking about Wizards last night defeating the Celtics. They've been very close games, this was a pretty handy defeat, 116-89. What was different about last night's game?
Yeah, the first real blowout of the playoffs for either the Capitals or the Wizards. And, you know, every game in this series, now 3 games in a row, they've gotten off to this huge first quarter lead, first half lead, and then the first two in Boston, they couldn't hold on to it.
Right.
Last night, you know, their biggest lead of the series, 22 after one quarter, And, you know, John Wall was asked after, you know, what was the difference? How did you hold them off today? And he really credited the home crowd. The home team has won every game in the series. The Wizards have been awesome at Verizon Center this year, and that continued in the playoffs.
So that was game three, and they now, listen, I have this right, the Celtics lead 2-1, right?
That's right. With game four Saturday, or Sunday, back at Verizon Center.
All right, so that would be helpful to have the home team crowd there. Do you think that they got the magic formula last night? Because, I mean, really, that's a tremendous score, 116-89 against the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, they've started off so promising, like I said, in every game. One thing they did a lot better yesterday, or last night, was defend the three-pointer. Boston has this ridiculously good point guard, Isaiah Thomas, who had 53 points a couple nights ago, and he was held to 13 last night. So a much better defensive effort. That's kind of been the story for the Wizards all year. You know the offense is going to show up, but are they willing to defend?
Yeah.
And last night they were.
And there was a technical fouls and one guy ejected, right?
Yeah, three guys ejected. There were seven technical fouls. But the most serious one, it was Kelly Oubre let his emotions get the best of him and leveled Kelly Olynyk from the Celtics after taking a hard screen. So we'll wait and see whether he's suspended for game four.
Yeah, and Isaiah Thomas was quoted as saying, "We don't like them and they don't like us," talking about the Wizards. What is it between the Celtics and the Wizards?
They've got a history now going back a couple years. I mean, I don't think many people would call the Wizards and Celtics a big NBA rivalry, but it's a budding one. There have been some hard fouls when they meet, words back and forth. I mean, these are teams where before a game at Verizon Center earlier this year, the Wizards decided we're going to dress in all black, almost like it was dubbed a funeral game. So a lot of weird stuff going on, but definitely some history between the two.
All right, moving on to hockey. The Capitals, it's make or break tomorrow, and you're down to game five, and they're deep in the hole. What do the statistics tell us about situations like that when you're down 3-1?
I don't have the exact percentage in front of me, but I can tell you that they're not good, and if the Capitals fans are looking for kind of a silver lining or something to hang on to some faith, it's that they know the Capitals have been in this position many times before, right? A 3-1 lead or a 2-0 lead and haven't been able to hold it. And they've blown it quite a bit. That's kind of the Capitals' MO. But they've also, once in their history, come back from a 3-1 deficit. So, you know, game five at home tomorrow. If they get that, you know, they have to steal a game in Pittsburgh, and then game seven would be back home in Washington where they've played well. So you got to hang on to that faith. They've been out shooting them all series. They've looked like the better team, except on the scoreboard, which is all that matters.
Now, the last time a team came back was in 2010.
2010?
Yeah.
What is it about the Penguins? I mean, Washington fans, it's like you say the word Penguins. It's like
right.
It's like Jerry Seinfeld used to say, Newman, is this the Penguins?
Exactly. And we were talking about this last round, right? That they were kind of, the Capitals were struggling a little bit with the Maple Leafs, and there were the Penguins kind of cruising through the first round and looming in that second round, another barrier to getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know what it is. I mean, last year, you could point to the Penguins' speed as, you know, they looked like the faster team. They were the better team in the second round last year. And the Capitals made some improvements this year. They made some additions that they thought would help them match up better with the Penguins. Like I said, the Capitals have played like the better team. They have better talent. Sidney Crosby didn't even play last game. He may not play the rest of the series. And yet, as my colleague Neil Greenberg wrote, it's the old cliche. It's not the Penguins really beating the Capitals. The Capitals are beating themselves with silly penalties at the wrong time and just a lot of mental mistakes.
And the Nats, you know, I see this game against the Diamondbacks, and I sort of yawn now when I see a score like 4-2. You know, I mean, where are my 23 runs?
We get spoiled, you know. Some people reached out to me after that game, the 23-5 game, and said, "Hey, my daughter decided to keep score at her first game today." And I'm like, "Well, you better tell your daughter that's not how baseball works. She's going to have to get used to scoring some 3-2, 4-2 games." But They won again. Max Scherzer continues to be Max Scherzer, and I guess the big concern now is whether Bryce Harper, who left yesterday's game with some groin pain, is really just day-to-day, or if it's something worse.
And yeah. Scherzer struck out 11.
Yeah.
11 yesterday. That's pretty impressive.
That's
it's not 23,
does.
But 51, it's 11.
51 times now in his career with at least 10 strikeouts.
Wow.
Yeah. What about Bryce Harper? I mean, I heard it described as groin tightness.
Yeah, and I think that's all we know right now. He was, there's not really a play that you could point to where you could say, oh, it happened there. He was just removed he was in the field and removed after a home run by the Diamondbacks late in that game. So I'm not sure anything else has been said. Dusty Baker says he's day to day. So I guess we'll find out an update later today, maybe.
All right. And, very quickly, the Redskins and looking back on the all of the draft and how they did, everybody seems pretty pleased how they handled themselves.
Yeah, and I think especially with that first round pick, that kind of set the tone. They got a local kid in Jonathan Allen out of Alabama. Everyone was kind of surprised that he fell to them at the 17th pick. Earlier, he had been projected as top 5, top 10. Some concern about arthritis in his shoulder, but the Redskins seemed just fine taking him at 17, and it's good to have a local kid back in town.
Well, there's so much to be talking about right now in the sports scene. We really appreciate you, Scott Allen, with the Washington Post, coming on to fill us in on all of the backstory as to what's going on. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great one.
It's 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Sterling, 28, southbound, just jammed trying to get down to the toll road before you get to the exit for the toll road or the greenway. That's where we have accident activity. If you're on the greenway, toll road to Herndon and Reston, that's actually a great trip this morning. But remember, keep the speeds down with this road spray and potential high standing water ponding. Very dangerous. And boy, the Beltway Interloop and Tysons, the crash had been interloop near Route 7 with the overturn. Activity is still along the left side. And then the Beltway between the toll road and the 270 spur really littered with several incidents along the way. So just watch for fire rescue, police, and activity on shoulders as you head through that area. 270 south in Gaithersburg was still bunched up. And then essentially just south of 370 to get onto that Beltway slow stretch into town. The westbound side, district, southeast, southwest freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel for the crash with big time delays crossing the 11th Street Bridge and 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thunderstorms today, a lot of rain, and there's a lot of rain out there. It's not going to be going away for any time soon. The high today ultimately will be 74 degrees tonight. Cloudy skies, some partial clearing. Some showers banging around tomorrow, a high of about 63 degrees. Sunday cool in the low 60s with overnight lows in the mid-40s. And about the same thing's going to happen on Monday. So you might have to pull out the sweatshirt before it's all over with. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 60 degrees. 8:17 on WMAL.
Allergies, allergies. Something's living on my skin.
I'm telling you, it's been a rough spring for some of us. I don't know if you've heard it in my voice, but I'm having a little struggle over the past few days with allergies and then struggling with it. And even though I guess the pollen level is down today because of the rain. Joining us on the line is Susan Kosiski, allergy expert, chief microbiologist in charge of that task for the U.S. Army Centralized Allergen Extract Laboratory. Good morning to you, Susan. You've been on before to help us understand what's going on. Am I wrong, or over the past few days, has the pollen just been through the roof?
Good morning, and thanks for your interest in our aerobiological work efforts here at USACAL. But this has been one crazy tree season this year. We've gone through two peaks. We had a huge spike in February, probably the largest we've seen in our early pollinating trees. It was 6 to 8 times what we usually see in the last few years. And then we had a depression in March. Everybody was really happy. It got cooler and damper, a lot of rain showers. We went way down, and now we've got another spike way above average for the month of April. And it's not only our trees. It's our grasses, which are overlapping. We're seeing some of the highest grass counts. Last week in April, it was about 6 times what we normally see for our daily average counts for that period in April.
And is that because we had a relatively mild winter? Is that part of it?
Yeah, I like to say, as the weather goes, so the pollen blows. We had I think it was the warmest February in our region on record. And so, of course, you've got the warm weather preceding, the flowering of the trees and the grasses, and then we've had enough rain, I think, to stimulate plant growth. So it's just been a great combination to have some really peak levels in our tree and grass pollen.
But in a way, considering all the development around here, in a way, this is all good because it helps pollinate pollen. It helps pollinate the trees and the grass and those things that we need to clean our air and so on. So we may be a little miserable right now, but it's going to get better.
Yes, it will. Actually, May is peak grass month, so we still have a lot of grass pollen to go through to choke on and sneeze and wheeze about, but our trees definitely will be declining now. And this rain, I like to say, do a rain dance. This rain is wonderful for washing out some of the remaining tree pollen that's been, reabsorbed into the atmosphere and blowing around on windy days.
What's the percentage of Americans who have some sort of allergy, not food allergy, but to a pollen allergy?
Yeah, I'm not an allergist, but I do go over the figures once in a while, and I believe it's 50 million in the United States that are affected by allergies. And I think also it's the sixth leading cause of chronic disease in America. I guess the percentages, they vary here and there, but as much as probably 30% of adults are affected by allergies.
And I know you're not an allergist, but is it something you can grow out of or into?
Yeah, and the immune system is really a mystery, and they really don't know what goes on, but some folks can actually have intense allergies as a child, say up to 16, and then they disappear, and then they come back closer to retirement age.
Oh, yay.
Others don't have any allergies, and then all of a sudden in adulthood they, develop allergies.
That's weird.
I know myself, I've got terrible ragweed allergy, did when I was a child, and I seem to have outgrown it. In my later years, I'm not as affected. And I know I've read on that, and they've said possibly you do. Your system might just become accustomed to what was bothering you, and you can outgrow allergies.
Yeah, I would think as you get older, your immune system isn't as strong as it was when you were younger,
maybe.
So it's not going to attack with as much vigor, which is pretty much what I'm looking forward to.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
So help us understand what we can do to minimize our exposure to these allergens during this last few weeks when the pollen is going to be... Because we're getting a break today, but it's going to come back. You know it will.
Yeah.
It will. Soon as the sun comes out and the breezes return, we'll see some more pollen out there. But I think a real good idea is to limit your outdoor exposure during peak pollen season. I know I wear sunglasses to sort of keep the pollen from getting, into my eyes. If you have hay fever, itchy eyes, runny nose, that type of thing. Use your air conditioner. Don't open those car windows. Keep your windows closed in the homes. Some of our highest levels are spring and fall when you're talking about your tree pollen, your grass pollen, your weed pollens. People like to open those windows, and it's a bad idea. It gets blown into your homes. So you sort of want to limit outdoor exposures, modify those activities outdoors. Use the air conditioner. Don't open those windows up. And a lot of folks, of course, do over-the-counter meds with your antihistamines and decongestants to help get through some of those misery-causing symptoms.
Or we could just walk around with the masks on. Masks and goggles.
That's another thing. It's funny in the allergy journals, the different types of allergies, you wonder. Folks have all these exotic pets now. They've got alligators, snakes in their homes, ferrets. And then you read these case studies about, first case report for ferret allergy or hedgehog allergy. And, the ways we've modified our environments, I think all the allergens we've introduced into our homes, let alone outdoors, makes you think we might have to wear masks one day.
We have about a minute left. I've always been curious about how you actually get the numbers for the pollen. How do you actually derive these numbers?
Yeah, we use volumetric samplers. There's really two that are most common, your rotarod sampler and your Burkhardt spore trap, which we have on the roof of our building. There's formulas that are used based on the amount of air that we've sampled and the number of particles that we've counted.
So you suck air through a filter and then look at the filter and count the pollen spores, right?
Yeah, the Burkhardt actually sucks air through an orifice on the sampler and the pollen particle or the particles are deposited on a slide. Our our rotorod sampler actually has two rotating rods, polystyrene rods, which are coated with grease, and they sample the air at 2,400 RPMs that collect the pollen and spores, and we bring them down and look at them under the microscope.
You know, it's a much easier way. You could just come down and dust Brian or Mike's trucks and get the pollen off of those.
That sounds like an idea.
I got about an eighth of an inch of yellow on my big burgundy truck.
Right. It has been awful this year.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Susan Kosiski, allergy expert, thanks for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
It is now 8:24 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Listen, do not wait till the last minute. You can take care of this right now just by getting on the internet. I'll tell you how. You can get huge freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And an exclusive offer for you, our WMAA listener. For $10 more, you can double the berries and you'll get free cake truffles added to the mix for your mom. Whose mom's favorite? Well, you're going to be her favorite when you send her Sherry's Berries. They're amazing. They really are. Huge, sweet, juicy, covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chip, chopped nuts, white milk, and dark chocolatey goodness. And it's a great deal. And the only way to get this amazing berries deal starting at $19.99 and allowing you to double your order for $10 more and get the free cake truffles thrown in as well is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner of the screen. Type in my name, Brian Wilson. That's BERRIES.com. Use that special code, Brian Wilson. That's Brian with an I, Wilson, and you get the deal. The amazing deal, however, will not last forever. Mother's Day is just around the corner. Do not wait till the last minute. Take care of it today. Order now. 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, we were trying to brace ourselves for all the rain for this morning's rush hour, but never can prepare for all these accidents, so just take it easy. Plenty of braking distance really is the key to this morning. We've had a number of accidents. So, 270, once you get through the delays in Germantown, it's pretty much solid. Gaithersburg onto the spur into Virginia for the Legion Bridge and the toll road. Also, the Interloop side out of Tyson to the 270 spur because of the northbound 270 spur crash, which has been cleared. On the Beltway topside, we're jammed through Silver Spring. Improving a little bit here, north on 95 and Laurel. Had the overturned vehicle. Someone was going fast there. Overturned north of 198. The overturned on the Virginia Beltway had been interlooped near Route 7. On the westbound freeway, there's a little bit more, but you need to know this. If you use 295, it is a long lineup each direction over the 11th Street Bridge to the crash on the westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel and out of Mount Pleasant. Klingel Road still blocked at Adams Mill with the downed tree. If you're coming in off of Connecticut Avenue, Klingel, you can get through. Update sponsored by Parker Pier Service Experts. Contact Parker Pier Service Experts today. Buy a tune-up, get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain and thunderstorms here, not going anywhere. This morning, rain falls heavily at times. Stronger storms are possible, especially as we go through the afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 60 degrees, a lot of rain, 827.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer in 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Let me ask you a question. Can you keep your 401k or IRA safe from the death of the dollar and from the possible new Cold War with Russia? We are Advantage Gold, the number one rated gold IRA company in America by TrustLink. Over 50,000 people have requested guest in our Gold IRA investment guide to learn how to protect their retirement savings. Find out how quick and easy it can be to convert your retirement fund to gold. Just call 800-900-8000 right now. That's 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly, America's luxury brand. Let us chauffeur you with complimentary pickup and delivery. Lincoln Black Label lets you select the texture and color of your leather. Choose from the array of beautiful wood grains and modern interiors. And only Ted Britt Lincoln gives you our exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. As America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln proudly salutes our troops. Shop us online at TedBrittLincolnOfChantilly.com.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up in just a moment, Susan Fariccio with the Washington Examiner will join us. Talk about all the things that have been going on Capitol Hill. 8:30, time for news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Thompson Creek. North Korea is accusing the U.S. and South Korean spy agencies of an unsuccessful assassination attempt on leader Kim Jong-un involving biochemical weapons. A spokesman said Friday in a statement carried on state media that it will, quote, ferret out and mercilessly destroy the terrorists in the CIA and South Korean intelligence agencies for targeting its supreme leadership. The D.C. area's largest health insurance provider says it'll request massive premium increases next year between 30% and 50% to cover massive losses in what it sees as a death spiral for Obamacare. The chief executive of CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield says there are simply not enough healthy customers signing up to defray the costs of sick beneficiaries. News like that is what has President Trump talking about since he started pushing to replace and repeal Obamacare.
Obamacare's dead. So when you compare something to Obamacare, Obamacare is no longer living. And we have something that's going to be, I think, one of the best anywhere in the world, and we look forward to it.
Alexandria residents, your taxes are going up about $350 next year for the average homeowner, another $100 tacked onto that for stormwater, sewer, and refuse fees. Lawmakers say the money's needed to pay for growing school enrollment, fixing infrastructure, and to pay for Metro. The news is better for about 1,500 businesses in Manassas. They'll be getting tax refunds after the city discovered its property tax rate for the past 3 years was too high under state law. The mistake will cost the city $850,000. Washington's dean of TV news anchors was back at work last night after an extended absence.
I've had to take some time off, and it's not of my own choosing. A couple of weeks ago, doctors gave me some news. It's the kind of news nobody ever wants to hear. He said, I have cancer.
Jim Vance has been the lead anchor at Channel 4 since 1969, and he says he has no intention of stepping away. He loves what he does, and he loves the people he does it with.
In the meantime, thank you for your questions, your care, and your concern. And see you tomorrow.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,951. The Nasdaq at 60.75. In sports, the Wizards get a must-win win against the Celtics. The Nats beat Arizona. The Orioles beat the Red Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Wouldn't it be great if you could lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, make your home more comfortable, and save 25% while doing it? Hey, it's Brian Wilson. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, pick pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK and have my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company come out and evaluate your home's windows today. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows. They eliminate the middlemen, making them solely accountable to you from start to finish and beyond. That's because Thompson Creek stands behind their product with award-winning customer service and a no-hassle warranty. This week, take advantage of Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year with 25% off each window you buy. Call 855-57-CREEK. Lower your utility bills, improve your home's value and comfort, and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
I used to play a lot of sports in college, but when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
With the rain persisting, so are the incidents and problems around the region. On 28, let's go Virginia, northbound, north of 66, the crash between Westfields Boulevard and Willard Road. We have one in Sterling on 28, southbound, before you get to the toll road. So we're really bunched up south of Route 7 if you're opting for 28 in that stretch. If you're on Route 7, pretty decent trip this morning up through to the toll road. The Beltway's jammed solid each direction between Tyson's and the 270 spur. Also through Bethesda and Silver Spring each way with pockets of delays. Wilson Bridge are still back before St. Barnabas Road. Now in through town, we've been struggling on the westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel with crash cleanup, jammed off at 295. And now, as you're coming off of New York Avenue to go south in the 3rd Street Tunnel with the crash in the tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High-speed wipers, slow-speed travels. The rain comes down hard at times through the morning hours. Stronger storms could produce some gusty winds and hail. We'll keep the occasional rain and thunderstorms in the forecast for the morning and even lingering into the afternoon. 74, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 67 in Dumfries, 62 in Kensington, 65 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
And this is, make no mistake, this is a repeal and a replace of Obamacare. Make no mistake about it.
And that was President Trump yesterday in the Rose Garden celebrating, much to Brian's chagrin. I'm Mary Walter here with Brian Wilson, and joining us right now is Susan Ferriccio. She is the chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner and a regular here on our show. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Hey, great. Good morning, everyone.
So glad to be with you, especially on a Friday. We have a lot to celebrate, right? Because yesterday the House finally did something, and that's what I'm celebrating today. I'm celebrating that the Republicans actually made some kind of progress, regardless of how small it may be. I believe that it is a cause celeb, and Brian seems to disagree. He said, listen, the bill that was passed yesterday ain't going to be anything like the bill that we get in the end. Where are you on this?
I think you're both kind of right about this, because they moved something that they had struggled with for weeks. They failed at previous attempts. They finally managed to get something across the finish line with in a House, and nobody thought they were going to do that. The problem now is when it gets to the Senate. My conversations with senators yesterday sounds to me like they're just going to write their own bill and maybe try to incorporate parts of the House bill, but they don't seem inclined to just do whatever the House has done and try to take that up on the floor. And that's really typical of the Senate. The Senate doesn't usually take up House bills just on their own unless there is some previous agreement. But normally, if it's a big policy bill like this, the Senate puts its own imprint on it, and I think that that's what you're going to see here. That means we don't know what the end result will look like and whether it will ever pass the House, which is why Brian is also right in that it doesn't guarantee it'll ever become law.
And see, now she said also, right. She's not playing favorites,
at least. You're both right. Really, you are.
Well, the thing I'm trying to figure out is, okay, so if we got this House bill, which there are some things I like about the House bill quite a bit, but then the Senate comes in and they have a completely different approach to it, then you've got to send it back for another vote, and will the House accept what the Senate sends over?
That's true. And the overriding motivator here would be that they need to get this done and it will help them with tax reform, and that they want to accomplish big things. That may move some people in directions they wouldn't normally go in.
But we already saw
how difficult it was to move this House bill. So if it's watered down, as it might be in the Senate, where you'd expect more moderating forces to have influence, like Susan Collins of Maine, then you're going to see, a problem. And there is no telling whether it will get to the House. So don't forget back in, Brian, of course, you'd remember this, when the Democrats had the same problem when they tried to move health care back in 2009, 2010. And the issue was, of course, the Senate and the House not agreeing. It was very difficult for the House to finally move the Senate bill. They did it, but for a long time, nobody thought it was going to happen. So I think you're going to see the same dynamic play out this time, but this time it will be the Republicans. And there will be big changes in the Senate. I do know that. I think there are people there who are really worried about pre-existing conditions and the people who may be left uninsured. And there are others on the opposite side of the spectrum who think that these tax credits are too generous. So you're going to see arguing factors on either side of this political spectrum here. And I think that that's going to make the debate really interesting, and it's going to be touch and go.
I'm always accused of getting too far in the weeds on things with process, but actually process is important in this town. So is this going to be considered under something called the Byrd Rule, which means that you don't need 60 votes? I was under the impression that you couldn't have the Byrd Rule unless you could prove conclusively that the measure would reduce the deficit.
That's right. It's a little squishy, though, because don't forget the person who decides whether something fits that rule is the parliamentarian, who generally speaking works for the majority.
I understand that.
So, and you probably remember there have been disputes with a parliamentarian in the past. It's not clear that they're going to scrub it over in the Senate. They've already been talking in the Senate about what can fit through the Byrd Rule, so they've been discussing this all along. That's going to be a big part of it. They're going to have to figure out what parts they can even get through that process. The bigger problem, actually, Brian, when it comes to reconciliation is a deadline, which is that they need to do it in fiscal 2017, and that's runs out September 30th. So they really, if they want to use that 51 vote threshold that they need to get their priorities across the finish line, they really don't have a lot of time. They don't have a whole year to do this like that they did back in 2009. It took them a year back then, and they debated it on the floor for an entire month. So they don't have a lot of time this time around. It's very complicated. Democrats passed this bill in the House. They lost 63 seats in the following election. There's a lot for lawmakers to worry about.
And also, I want to talk about the budget. We want to talk to you about that as well, because, they've kicked the can down the road. I don't think there are a lot of Republicans. People who put Republicans in power are very happy with this budget, and they kicked it down. Are we going to see any major changes in September in the new budget?
For the spending bill, you mean?
That's a little bit different.
Yes, that's correct. And you saw you saw President Trump lay down a rather scary marker for the lawmakers, but as he referenced a good government shutdown and the need to get their priorities in the September spending. I think that the game plan is to try to pass more of the bills separately and try to move conservative priorities that way. When they run into troubles, when they don't get that done and they have to pass one of these big combined bills called what we just passed, which was called an omnibus, big strange word, but basically what that does is it turns into a negotiating session between Democrats and Republicans with a looming deadline. Democrats seem to always have the leverage in that because they no Republicans get blamed for these shutdown fights. It's
absolutely
a very strange political dynamic, but it is definitely going to play a huge role in spending. So that's a great question. It's something that everybody's going to be paying attention to. Don't forget the debt limit comes up at that time, too. Another negotiating issue for the two parties.
Yeah, a lot going on. It's going to be a very, very busy summer, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Susan Ferriccio, thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend.
You guys have a great weekend, too. Thanks.
Great talking to you. Susan Ferriccio, Chief Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner. It is now 844 on WMAL.
Buying Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks. I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says 4 months?
Yeah. Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
You know, there's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are many reasons to trust Frank. Listen, when you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates into real results for his clients. Consider the story of Carol and Gary of Vienna. After settling on their dream retirement home in South Carolina, they knew they needed to sell their Virginia residence quickly. They looked to Frank to get the job done. And true to form, Frank delivered an offer in just one day for more than $6,000 over the asking price. There is no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it outright guaranteed. The nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommends Frank in the D.C. area. Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel, and well, it's no secret that I trust Frank, so call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Retiring soon? Already retired? You don't want to miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoons at 3 on WMAL.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have so many accidents. No, it's not a good morning. No multitasking in the car. No conference calls, no eating, no drinking coffee. There's no wiggle room for error. You really need to pay attention. The visibility from time to time is so poor. Commuters are telling me they had a tough time even getting in this morning just to see where they were heading. Plenty of braking distance between you and the car in front of you with the heavy downpours from time to time. High standing water and ponding also an issue. Coming out of Mount Pleasant, still shut down is Klingel Road at Adams Mill with a down tree. One lane on Klingel gets by if you're coming from Connecticut Avenue in that direction. The Beltway pretty much jammed solid through Tyson's to 270, Bethesda, Silver Spring, and seeing a lot of that volume filling in through Greenbelt and Largo as well. In through town on the westbound freeway for the crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Virginia, north of 66 with the crash on 28 north near Willard. And then southbound 28 before you get down to the toll road. So you get what I'm saying? Have a lot going on. Just take it easy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain and thunderstorms here, not going anywhere. This morning, rain falls heavily at times. Stronger storms are possible, especially as we go through the afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees. It is now 8:47.
Well, it is Cinco de Mayo, and a lot of people like to go out and drink to celebrate. They have no clue what they're celebrating, but they like to go out and drink to celebrate. And a study was done And they found some straight men and women. They recruited them. They were bar hopping, and they asked them to complete a survey about how many drinks they had.
Yep.
And they had them watch a 40-second video of either a physically attractive man or a woman drinking at a bar and chatting with the bartender. And then they were asked to rate their sexual interest in the person in the video, from buying them a drink to going home together to having sex with them. And unsurprisingly, the men showed a high interest when the attractive woman was on the screen, and women were more attracted to the man.
Okay.
And moreover, men were more likely to make sexual comments about the woman after the video. And they overall, the men expressed more sexual interest in the women regardless of how much they had to drink. But you know what else they found?
What's that?
They found that the more alcohol that the men drank, the more interested they became in the man in the video.
Oh my.
What?
Yeah, they became more interested in the man in the video. The men who had nothing to drink showed no interest at all. And these are straight men. Those who consumed over 10 alcoholic drinks were more likely to entertain the idea of gay sex just as much as having sex with a woman.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
So, Brian, when you go out this weekend, I was wondering, will this music be following you?
No. In a word, no. You know, the old saying is that the girls all get better looking at closing time.
Well, apparently so do the men.
Well, who knew? Certainly not for this guy, I can tell you.
Uh-huh.
It's 8:49 on WMAL.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
As marijuana becomes legal in more and more states, the question becomes, how do you talk to your kids about it? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. If you've seen any of my reporting on television, you know that I think medical marijuana can have some real benefits. But at no point have I encouraged, have I condoned, or advocated for recreational marijuana. The two are very different. And just because something is legal doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea. Keep in mind, marijuana can have a pretty negative impact on a brain that's not yet fully developed. And our human brains are still developing until we're in our mid-20s. Experts say hammering that particular point home is not going to discourage your teen from smoking, though. Instead, parents should focus on what kids might lose if they smoke. Also, give them some creative outs for when they get peer pressured. For example, I've tried it, I didn't like it. Or perhaps, I want to have a clear head for my test. Just say something, whatever it takes. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Ferguson Facility Supply has the products, services, and solutions facility and property managers need when and where they need them. We offer a vast array of janitorial, lighting, HVAC, hardware, safety, and plumbing products. And that's just the first half of our catalog. And with nationwide coverage, we deliver directly to your facility, making sure you have everything you need to get the job done. Because at Ferguson, relationships are the most important thing we maintain. Learn more at Ferguson.com.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
Fly me to the moon.
Reserve a seat or relax on a blanket. Bring your own or put it on the tab. However you enjoy a show, Wolf Trap is the place to be for summer's best concert lineup. Diana Krall, The Moody Blues, Natalie Merchant, Elvis Costello and the Imposters, Lionel Richie, Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie, Blondie and Garbage, The Beach Boys, The B-52s, and many more. Summer has never sounded better. Tickets on sale now at wolftrap.org.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
People are really left in some ways emotionally in the dark as it relates to their financial planning. And so when they come in to the office and they ask me, they say, Winter, you know, how do I set myself up for retirement? Do I have enough for retirement? And where we start is with those targets. What are the outcomes? What are the priorities?
Learn more on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit wintertroxell.com.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, here's how we'll put this together. Just take your time. You're going to pass a lot of accidents because I have too many to mention. We have a lot of high standing water and ponding, so you don't want to be speeding. We've had a couple accidents with overturned vehicles this morning. Coming out of Mount Pleasant, a tree is down, posing Klingel at Adams Mill. If you're heading into Mount Pleasant off Connecticut Avenue, Klingel, one lane is open, so you know. Now for 270 through Urbana, most of the way onto the spur and into Virginia. Yep, that whole stretch, heavy delays through Tyson's on the inner loop side and outer loop. Beltway through Silver Spring, still jammed to the Wilson Bridge as well. Through Laurel, both 95 and the BW Parkway slow. Many areas of delays in through town. Freeway, 3rd Street Tunnel, and getting over the bridges over the 14th Street Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved with insurance. Treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And be careful now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rains around. It's falling heavily at times this morning. Embedded thunderstorms could be strong, potentially severe. Basically, second half of the morning into the afternoon, 74. We'll start to get some clearing tonight, 58. Some showers around tomorrow, but much less rain, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees at 8:56. Chris Plant here for the Good Feet Store. Now that we have more daylight hours, there's more time to get out and be active. Don't let foot or back pain slow you down. Do what I did and go to the Good Feet Store. With custom-fitted arch supports from the Good Feet Store, you too will experience a new level of comfort for your feet, knees, and back. Visit the Good Feet Store in Rockville on Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next to Total Hockey and in Vienna at 123 and Park across from the Whole Foods. Tell them Chris Plant sent you.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
This National Military Appreciation Month moment is brought to you by the Virginia Beach Patriotic Festival. This Monday, May 8th, is the anniversary of VE Day. On that date in 1945, the World War II Allies formally accepted the unconditional surrender of the armed forces of Nazi Germany. In the U.S., President Harry Truman, who turned 61 that day, dedicated the victory to the memory of his predecessor, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who had died less than a month earlier.
To get ready for your Virginia Beach summer vacation, replace the stressful sounds of your life with the Virginia Beach sounds you love. Like traffic. Now it's a day at the beach.
Oh, hey, kids in the back seat. I mean, friendly dolphins on a kayak tour.
It's time to get your Virginia Beach on. Start at visitvirginiabeach.com and rock out on the sand with Old Dominion, Darius Rucker, and Jake Owen at the Virginia Beach Patriotic Festival, June 2nd through 4th. Admission is free with VIP tickets for purchase.
The good news, our business is growing. The bad news, we have to hire again.
The searching.
Oh, where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job would be posted to 100 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well,
whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Well, on Monday, we'll be joined, as we always are on Mondays, by Joe DiGenova. And if there's anything like his appearance on our show yesterday, he'll have a lot of very interesting things to say.
It'll be interesting to see if he's calmed down. He was very fired up. Oh, speaking of fired up.
Talking about me?
No, he's talking about Joe DiGenova. But look, there's Chris Plant.
There's a lot to be riled up about if you're Joe DiGenova or anybody else. Hey, your big doings in Washington yesterday, by Washington standards, of course. And I want to see what you think about it, how you'd grade the Republicans in Washington. Thumbs up, thumbs down, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever you'd like. Because that's the kind of democracy we run here. All right?